I would just like to take my first chance to thank God just for working through everyone around me and through myself just in the preparation of this message. It's definitely been a rewarding experience and a learning experience for me. I would also like to thank Joe Sachin for the opportunity to deliver the message today and just encouraging me to move out of my comfort zone, as well as Cha Kochin for his prayers. Before I start, I'd just like to open in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for just bringing us here as a body of believers, just to be one in communion with you. We just praise you that we have the freedom just to come here and just worship you freely and praise you with no restrictions and no hesitations. I just pray that the words that are spoken today are not my own, but yours. And I just pray that everyone here, all the believers here and all the members here are just open and willing to accept the words that are spoken. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So today I would like to focus on the epistle portion that was read, Romans chapter 12, verses 3-8. I'm going to read this passage, so please follow along. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. The central verses of this passage that I would like to focus on today are verses 4 and 5. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So in these two verses, we see three points emphasized: the individual, the body, and individuals serving one another. So that's how I've sectioned off the message today. Starting with the first point, the individual. In this passage as a whole, Paul is focusing on spiritual gifts and what we as individual believers should do with the spiritual gifts that we have been blessed with in relation to the body of Christ. To start off, it's important for us to know what are spiritual gifts. Some are mentioned here in verse 8: prophecy, service, encouragement, generosity, leadership, and mercy. Even the kids during VBS this week learned about people in the Bible who demonstrated the spiritual gifts of kindness, faith, boldness, hope, and thankfulness. When seeing these spiritual gifts, my first thought was, aren't these qualities every believer should have? Shouldn't every believer strive to be bold, generous, merciful, kind, faithful, and encouraging? Isn't it every believer's duty to serve and lead? What makes these spiritual gifts? Yes, as believers, we should be striving to have these qualities, but as Pastor John Piper explains in such a beautiful way, every individual's heart has been shaped by the Holy Spirit to find unusual delight in the spiritual gifts given to them. This means that some of the qualities and abilities I just mentioned come more naturally to some than others. Some individuals find more joy in carrying out certain qualities and responsibilities than others. God has created every one of us differently, not only in the worldly sense of our outward appearances, but he has also blessed each of us with specific spiritual gifts that are different from every other person. At the beginning of verse 6, Paul says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." I find this amazing because by creating no two people with the same spiritual gifts, This gives us each a unique value to the body of Christ. So before moving to the body of Christ and talking about that, I just want to mention an extremely important quality that Paul focuses on within the individual in verse 3, humility. Paul instructs the Romans not to think of themselves more highly than they ought, but to think of themselves with sober judgment. In order to live a life of humility, we need to understand what true Christian humility is. As humans, we're so selfish that even when we're talking about humility and what it means to be humble, we make it about ourselves. In seeking humility, we often put ourselves at the center and fall into thinking that the key to being humble is thinking less of ourselves and putting ourselves down. But true humility is not about thinking highly of ourselves or even thinking lowly about ourselves. It's just not thinking of ourselves. When we open our eyes with sober judgment to the reality of how filthy and sinful we are in comparison to how perfect God is, pride would not be an issue. We would have nothing to boast in other than God, because everything worthy of boasting within us is a direct gift from God. When we fix our eyes on and hearts on Jesus, we will not have the desire to think of ourselves, and that's where humility stems from. Humility is not a character trait we can simply possess. It's a complete change of our nature and our mentality. When we live a life of humility, we will realize that we do not have these spiritual gifts as a result of our own doing or ability from within ourselves, but solely by the grace of God, who has instilled these in us. So now moving to the body. In verse 4 and beginning of verse 5 of this passage, Paul says, "Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body." Paul is relating our individual physical body to the body of Christ. As Paul mentions, we each have a physical body with many parts, each part with a specific and unique function. Not all of the parts of our body always function perfectly, but when a physical body completely lacks one of these vital parts, that person as a whole faces a significant disadvantage. Similarly, as described in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 onwards, we see that if an entire physical body was made up of just one part, the body would be unable to function. And if every part of the body was too busy worrying about how it can't do what other parts of the body can, instead of carrying out its own function, the body would have no use. That's just not how God created our bodies to work. What we receive from Christ, we receive as a body. The love we receive from God, we receive as a whole. The grace we receive from Him, we receive as a whole. We may receive this grace and love in different forms, but it's the same God covering us with these things. In relation to our spiritual gifts, it is one Spirit that fuels us, but many different ways that we are fueled. It's one God that empowers us, but in many different ways that we are empowered. It is only when we are part of the body that we are able to truly realize our individuality and the spiritual gifts God has given us. It's only when we are part of the body that we are also able to appreciate the individuality of our fellow believers. When we are within a body, we are able to experience our individuality in its fullness and recognize its true value. When the physical body has all the parts intact with fulfilling their unique responsibilities, it's able to function how it was created by God to function. Similarly, it's only when the body of Christ has all of its members fulfilling the purpose they were created to fulfill that the body as a whole is able to function properly. So moving to the last point of individuals serving one another, at the end of verse 5, Paul says, "Each member belongs to each other." What does Paul mean by this? He means that our truest sense of self is found when we are serving each other within the body of Christ while having our eyes fixed on Christ. We as individuals are not only created to be part of a body, but we are created to be part of one another as members of the body. As a body of believers, we should all experience each other's pain, happiness, suffering, and joy. Our responsibility as believers who possess God-given spiritual gifts is to use them to bear fruit. And the ultimate way to bear fruit is to serve one another. It's also through the service of others that we're able to find our true identity. God will use our service of others to bring to light the spiritual gifts he has created us with. And when you bless someone with your spiritual gifts, you are able to become a part of them and they a part of you. Also, when we are serving others with our spiritual gifts, it's important to be using them how they're created by God to be used, and also to utilize them to their full potential. At the end of verse 6 through verse 8, Paul says, "If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Paul is not just saying do the bare minimum you can do with what you've been given. He urges to go the extra mile wholeheartedly and to take our service of others seriously. Even if we're at a point in our lives where we don't quite realize our spiritual gifts yet, by serving others, we're putting ourselves in a situation where God can reveal our gifts to us. So in youth group, when we do Bible studies, we go through the word, and then the leaders ask, how can we apply this to our lives? So we have an application section. So I thought that would be good to do for this portion. So how can we apply this to our lives? It's important that we surround ourselves with situations where the spiritual gifts that God has given us can bloom and grow. This means prioritizing serving others. We are blessed to have a church that we can already start finding our spiritual gifts and growing our spiritual gifts. There's so many organizations within our church and so many roles and responsibilities that can be filled. So we should earnestly pray about which of these God is calling us to go to and go out of our comfort zone and willingly pursue them. Outside of church, whether it's at work, school, home, amongst our friends, we need to demonstrate these spiritual gifts with humility. These spiritual gifts are not just given to us to use within the church. They're also a way to point those who don't know Christ back to him. And like I mentioned, if we do not know our spiritual gifts yet, pray. Pray about it. Ask God to reveal to you what your spiritual gifts are and be willing and ready to accept what he gives you. Also, God has purposefully placed Christ-centered people in our lives for a reason, so seek their counsel. And last but not least, we need to live our lives with humility. It's very easy for us as humans to fall into pride because pride is our default. It's our go-to. So being humble is fighting against ourselves. It's dying to ourselves. So as sinful humans, when we're put into leadership or service, or we have qualities that the world finds admirable, we fall into pride. So when we're leading and serving, or if we're teaching or encouraging, whatever it is that we're doing, it's important that we are not, trying to glorify ourselves, but we are very realistic and identify who we're glorifying and what these gifts are meant for. So I just want to close with a few application questions that I strongly encourage you guys, or not you guys, you all, to really consider and take seriously. 1, are you individually seeking out the spiritual gifts God has blessed you with? 2, how are you affecting the body of Christ as a whole with your spiritual gifts? And 3, are you using the spiritual gifts God has blessed you with to bear fruit by serving others? Thank you.